listening to the Ticket Top 10. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
Not so much, buddy.
This is getting more familiar each night we do it. Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's Drop Page Radio. That in-between time between friends, P1 and otherwise. I'm your host, the OD, Officer of the Drops. And tonight, we've got more Coach Tomfoolery, another baseball hit song from Dizzy D, and we go live on stage with the Time Wasters right after this thrilling, suspenseful interview with our Deep Throat informant on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Let's say good morning to our Deep Throat informant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming forward with this story regarding our coworker Jub-Jub. I know this must be very difficult for you to tell, obviously, because you want your voice disguised.
Yes. I was in a bad section of South Dallas last night.
Mm-hmm.
To witness the crackheads.
Oh, you were witnessing?
Yes. And up walks this man with a big brown doo-doo colored birthmark on his neck.
Okay.
He was wearing a Ticket t-shirt.
That sounds like George.
And a pink bra over that.
It really sounds like George.
He was very drunk. An extremely Jub. He said to me, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." So he pummeled me and threw a bakery onto my legs and hand.
A bakery?
Yes.
Onto your legs and one hand.
It was so horrible.
Oh, okay, well, hang in there.
It was horrible.
I know this is tough.
This drunk Jubinator, he propositioned me.
Oh, no.
And I myself am a man.
Oh, you're a what?
I'm a man. He propositioned, he wanted to be spanked. And for me to use a cucumber on him.
Oh, no. Well, that's something surprising. It doesn't sound like George.
He also wanted me to call him Shirley. He then snorted a line of coke and bagged on North Texas. I told him I was not a male prostitute. And he asked me if I knew where he could find one.
Oh, that's awful.
Preferably black. I said, "I don't know where to find one, Jub." This angered the large Jub.
Oh, no.
And he had a piano lowered onto my lower back, crushing it and giving me a Jason Priestley injury. He then told me how he was a radio superstar.
George said that?
And Jerry Jones's right-hand man. And in between every word, he would smoke crack and pleasure himself.
We're visiting with a Deep Throat informant telling us why George missed the show this morning, what he did last night down in Oak Cliff. This is just awful.
It was so painful. He then said to me he was tired of constantly giving himself orgasms and that he wanted to find a crack whore or a goat.
Or a goat.
He was out of control.
It sounds like it.
He then bonked me on the head with a Jub-Jub bobblehead doll.
Why was he carrying that?
At that point, a man? Greg Hammer arrived in a Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He deposited the sweet, dirty pants of Jub along with its contents and human being into the back seat in the middle of Whataburger wrappers that denoted gluttony.
So Grego came and picked up Jub Jub.
Yes.
Huh.
The hammer man then told me not to say anything about this to anyone.
Uh-huh.
And he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis. They then sped off and returned 5 minutes later to run over me and my family.
Why did they come back? Why did you have your family there?
He then notched down my ministry as well. It is so horrible, I cannot say any more for fear of retribution.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, I must go now.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's okay. You've given us plenty of information. That's a deep-throat informant who didn't want to be identified for good reason, as he was there last night, and I think now we know why the Jubinator wasn't able to make it into work this morning.
Boy, Jub's going to like that Monday.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
9 long years ago, dudes with a bag of money bought the signal 1310. They hired Reiner as the boss. Sportsphone said it was no big loss. But they know now what they didn't know then. Found a guy who had a stammer. His name was Hambonita Hammer. Chuck and Skip were losers, so we banked on the musers. I don't know if it was day one. There's a new dawn with the rising sun. Life as I knew it was now done. When I became so rock, rock out here at Ticket Stock. Go whip Reiner, bought the liners that are spoken by Doc. He ones are here to fill this place like a flock. Beg and give us content over the clock. Give us content over the clock. Love you.
You're listening to the Drop Page. Drop Page Radio.
You listening to me? Are you working on a contract for Bruce Lee?
It seems you're signing everyone from the Far East. Take out the foul pole and plant a bonsai tree.
No more barbecue, just sushi and sake. Who's the new coach? Mr. Miyagi?
Who's Mr. Miyagi?
Karate Kid, bitch. Hadn't heard that one in a while, have you?
That's so old school. John Rock is our closer. I guess he's the man. He played winter ball in Georgia pitching for the Klan.
Carl Everton for Gabe, but Gabe's muscles are bigger. We heard Rucker thinks Carl's a crazy ass.
Oh, go!
I can say that word.
Not on the ticket.
I'll save for the hotspot then.
Good point. They're both on a team, and we hope they get along. They might need a little help. Did anyone find Corby's bong?
I hadn't heard. We got baseball fever, and we think you're gonna catch it.
We got too many psychos. Where's Nurse Ratched?
We got a racist, a nut, and half of Japan.
There's probably still time to scout the Taliban.
But we love this team more than we love your station.
The brand new sponsors, the United Nations.
Take the Bud sign down and the Kroger sign too.
Put up a Jackie Chan poster eating egg drop soup.
That's what they like over there, egg drop soup. I don't get it.
And Mugu Gaipan.
Right.
With rice.
If that was all Hart did, then we could finish this song. But then you ran off and you brought back Juan.
So look out, ladies, you might be number six. Or as Juan likes to say, be my Mexican bitch.
All the sexy senoritas, they watch the Dallas Burns. Or I'll introduce you to my friend, her name is Sally Sturm.
Ooh, she's hot.
I know, and Mexican. Juan likes those Mexican bitches.
Oh, yeah.
We got baseball fever and we think you're gonna catch it.
We got too many psychos. Where's Nurse Ratched?
We got a racist, a nut, and half a Japan.
There's probably still time to scout the Taliban.
We love this team more than we love your station.
Even though their sponsor is the United Nations.
Take the Bud sign down. Take the Kroger sign too.
Put up a Jackie Chan poster eating egg drop soup.
I don't have anything else to say.
I was gonna say Szechuan chicken.
I don't.
With rice. Dizzy D and Coco out.
Bye.
Forever this time.
The biggest top page radio. No, I mean the. If you've got a, okay. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, you've got to be with this. And again, what's here again.
Neil Hansen on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Internet only. Keep moving.
Chris Arnold.
Yes, Chris Arnold.
And on our phone now, we're joined by Chris Arnold himself. You there?
Hard line.
Chris.
All right.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. We're doing all right here.
Got us down?
Got you down.
All right, let's read a little bit of this. And, Chris, you feel free to comment and amplify wherever you feel is appropriate, okay?
You know we're going to talk about it.
Chris Arnold, KTCK in Dallas, Texas.
That would be us, yes.
Tells us a different story. Chris Arnold has worked in broadcasting practically his entire life. In 1973, he started his career at age 14 in Memphis, Tennessee at radio station WLOK.
Mm-hmm.
He continued working in radio and television while he attended college, earning a degree in journalism from the University of Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right.
Upon graduation, Chris began working at KKDA-FM in Dallas, Texas. As sports director of KKDA-FM, he can be heard every morning on the popular Skip Murphy and Company radio show.
Now, isn't Sam Putney, doesn't he work with you too, Chris?
Sam Putney, the wig, Throwdown Sam, Nanny Lee. We got them all.
Valerie Moore?
Valerie Moore, she no longer with us.
He follows that stint with his own highly rated talk show heard middays on Susquehanna sports radio station, 1310 AM, in quotation marks here, The Ticket.
That's right, along with Corby Davis, the producer of this show.
He also works as a sports reporter at WFAA-TV.
I do.
That is the Dallas... And is the Dallas Mavericks courtside television reporter for Fox Sports Southwest.
Now you know that one's right.
Most sports fans would envy the benefits that are a part of Chris's job. Some of the sporting events Chris has covered include 13 NBA Finals and NBA All-Star Games, 12 Super Bowls, several NCAA Final Four games.
And one DWI.
And numerous World Series. God. Oh, man. Chris
no,
is
not afraid to talk about it.
Chris has also had the opportunity to interview almost every major sports figure in the country.
That's right, Buddy Miles and Ken Norton.
Chris's advice on becoming a disc jockey is this. You have to want it really bad.
Oh, right.
And you have to work hard. There are no shortcuts.
You know there's no shortcuts. And you know that although I've never spun a record, I'm giving advice on how to be a DJ.
All right, well, I think that's a pretty good article, pretty good write-up for you. What does it say about being a DJ, though?
Not too much of anything, but that's all right, because you know we're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about how to be a DJ, how to be a third wheel at WFAA. We're going to talk about how to be on the Maverick broadcast. We're going to talk about it all.
Is that right?
You know that's right. You know that's right. Too bad Corbin, the producer of this show, wasn't quoted in there. Tell you how to drink that fire water.
And just how they generally look like an Indian. All right, Chris. Well, we just had to read that for you.
All right.
Appreciate you coming on here, pal.
All right. Great talking to the hard line.
All right.
Because you know we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are.
Drop Page Radio.
Drop Page Radio.
Wake up with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Back to Drop Page Radio, but first we want to remind you that Gordo and Keith will be at Elliott's Hardware tomorrow afternoon, 3 until 5. Elliott's Hardware located in Plano, Coit Road at Park. Go out, visit with Gordo. He will have a Motorola V3 Razr phone with a Bluetooth headset to give away on site at Elliott's Hardware. The person with the worst legitimate home improvement injury story will win. Gordon's going to be the judge, and he will decide which story is the worst. So go out and visit Gordon Keith at Elliott's Hardware, Coit Road at Park in Plano, tomorrow afternoon, 3 until 5. Let's get back now to Drop Page Radio.
We're back from break, all rested and ready for more bits and parody songs. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio. We're taking the what was and are turning it into the what it is every weeknight, 9 to 10. I'm the OD, Officer of the Drops, needing only my radio and a wet washcloth in order for me to make it through this next segment. Speaking of which, here it is. It's Dan McDowell of Bob and Dan Bad Radio Lineage interviewing Dirk Nowitzki on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Do you have a driver's license here in the States?
I have a German one. I think that's illegal when I'm over 3 months in America. I need a Texas one, but I only got the German one.
What's it like to drive in the Autobahn?
It's much faster than here.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Yeah, you can drive as fast as you want sometimes, so it's fun.
What kind of car do you have?
I just had a VW Golf over there, just a slow. My father drives Mercedes-Benz, so I sometimes took that one and drove it.
Name one X Game event. I don't know if you watch these things, the X Games.
Not really, all but right. I think, like, whatever, skateboarding or I don't know.
Okay. Who's your favorite women's soccer player? Or name one if you know any.
I just know Mia Hamm from America, and then I know a couple of Germans, but not by name.
Who's the best-looking women's tennis player in the world?
Well, a couple, I think. Steffi looks pretty good, and Anna Kournikova, of course, and Mary Pierce. So there are a couple.
What's the movie last movie you saw in a theater, Dirk?
That's a good question.
Can a guy your size even sit in a theater comfortably?
Yeah, I think so. There are some couple nice seats, but I can't even think of the last movie.
Did you see the Star Wars?
No, I don't like that.
No? Austin Powers?
No, I didn't see that.
I can't think of anything that would have come out.
Like I said, I don't watch much TV and movies, so I'm not really into that.
Okay. Would you rather be 2'8" tall or 8'2" tall?
Oh, 8'2" is tall, so...
Let's say you had to pick one, though.
The smaller one.
The small one?
Yeah. You only have problems with 8'2", so...
Yeah. How tall are you now?
I'm 6'11", 7 maybe, so more and more 6'11".
Is that enough problems for you?
Well, I have some problem with clothes, or sometimes the bed is too short in Germany, but over here it's much better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Flying first class is much better, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, I always flew economy class, and like over here for 10 hours, it's can't do it.
What's your favorite band?
Well, I listen to everything. I like sometimes techno or some rap, some soul, some black music. So I listen to everything. I don't have a favorite band.
How about ABBA?
ABBA? Oh, that's a long...
No, you're not a fan of ABBA?
No, that's too long ago.
You have Bee Gees?
No, not really.
Nothing like that?
No, I'm too young for that.
Oh, okay. Who has more rednecks, Dallas or Fort Worth?
What is rednecks?
Kind of hillbilly. You know what a hillbilly is?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Cowboys or what?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, cowboys.
I don't know. I never was so far in Fort Worth, so...
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see so many here in Dallas, so I guess more than Fort Worth. I heard of this one disco they have in Fort Worth where only those cowboys go, or whatever, this big one.
Oh, really?
You know?
Been there yet?
No.
No, I'm kind of new to the area, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
How long have you spent in Dallas?
I just came in here in January.
Okay.
So I'm here for, like, I was here till May, and now I just came back for this month.
How's the weather compared to Germany?
Well, it's too hot, I think. You know, right now it's... In Germany, it's getting warm, but not this hot. And,
what's the peak temperature you get over there?
Maybe like in the 80s, maybe at the most 90, but not often.
Is Eva Braun a sex symbol in Germany, or?
Eva who?
Eva Braun, isn't that Hitler's mistress? Isn't that her name? Eva Braun? No?
No, I don't know her.
Oh, okay. I always see these documentaries on Hitler, and they always show that he died with Eva Braun.
Well,
right.
I'm not really into this Hitler thing, so
no. It kind of fascinates people in the U.S. What about when you're growing up in history class and stuff? Do they spend a lot of time on that?
Well, usually not. You know, we have so other great history, not really that Hitler thing. So that's a black part in German history. So we don't really get into that so much.
Okay. Well, Dirk, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. That's Dirk Nowitzki here on the Wednesday. Excuse me.
Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
No,
I thought.
Not Nowitzki, it's no N, it's Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
Yeah.
All right, here on the Wednesday Conversation. Thanks.
Hello, Bill Howard. Coach?
Yeah, Coach Foolery, please.
Yeah, Don Miller, this is Coach's office.
Hey, Coach, it's Donovan Miller. How's it going?
Good, Dennis. How are you?
Okay, good. Well, did you win or lose?
We got another W.
Yeah, two in a row.
Yeah.
Beat old Yoakum, 21-0.
Whoa, shutout. Wow, you're turning it on.
Defense is playing great, and offense really rallied around our new quarterback.
Who's that?
That we had transferred in from Tampa.
Who?
Brian Branch.
Brian Branch from Tampa.
He transferred in. We were going to give him a look earlier this year, but he failed his physical.
But now he's passed it, and you got him in there, huh?
Crying Brian.
Crying yep. Brian.
he played great. Of course, he failed his physical earlier this year. We couldn't play him because every time he threw it deep, it popped.
What? But his wrist?
No, his bowels.
Oh, God. What do you mean?
Well, every time he threw a ball over 40 yards, he soiled his short.
Oh, no. So he just had to throw some shorter routes, I guess, huh?
I have a number two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you.
We got the idea.
So we had a big dilemma. We needed to start him because the other quarterbacks just weren't getting it done. I'm not sure they can play at this level. But we were worried about the repercussions. Mm. You know, was it worth starting him to bring in extra 10 pair of football pants to the football game? We don't have that kind of equipment space on the bus.
Right.
But leave it to Manuel, you know, our equipment manager and laundry guy.
Uh-huh.
He decided that instead of wearing purple and purple, or purple and white with the white pants for the home,
uh-huh,
that we would not only wear road purple, but we would just change the color scheme so we wore purple jerseys and chocolate brown pants.
Oh, my gosh. So you have to get, like, new brown pants, or did you already have those?
We dyed them. We had the whole team outfitted in them.
Wow.
They look sharp. Purple and brown is better than what you think it'd be.
That's got to be a bad look.
So big old number 16 led us to victory.
Well, that's good. At least you got a guy that can throw the deep ball.
Yeah, well, he can do that. It's not a pretty sight after he does it, but none of the other guys wanted to sack him because he smelled so bad in the first quarter.
I've never heard of this type of affliction. What happens in this whole thing?
Well, George, it's going to blow out. Hey, it doesn't happen to guys your age, but trust me, you'll get there, son.
Okay. All right.
Don't trust them after a while.
So who you got this week?
Well, this week we got another district battle. This time we're playing Poteet, and we got all kinds of game planning problems. My young married graduate assistant, Carlos Rodriguez, 25-year-old kid.
Uh-huh.
He called in sick on Wednesday for practice, and he coaches our specialty teams, and we need all three phases. And I told him, you can't call in sick, Coach. And he said, well, Coach, me not want practice. I got a headache, backache, my leg hurts, whining, as these young coaches do. And I said, hey, listen, Carlos, you're a young married graduate assistant right out of college. Take it from old Coach Tom. I've had these days before. But when I have them, right after lunch, before fourth period, I always, when I'm having a day like this, I go home, I see Mavis, have a good roll in the hay for about an hour, and I'm good for the afternoon workout. Well, I said, Carlos, you ought to try that, son. And so, sure enough, about 2 hours later, he shows up for practice, looking pert as a kitten. And I said, hey, you look ready to go. You feel better? Did you try what I told you? He said, yeah, sure did. And by the way, Coach, you got a nice house.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Wrong wife there.
I appreciate the canned laughter to get me through that one, guys. Another thing we got problems with is Doug Douglas, our tight end.
Yeah.
That kid, I sent him to the doctor because he can't stop fiddling with himself.
Oh, gosh.
He's always polishing the banister, flogging the dolphin.
Right. Yeah, I think we get it, yeah.
I told him, Doug, you better stop that or you're going to go blind. Well, he takes it seriously, and he goes to the optometrist. He goes to the eye doctor, and sure enough, when he gets there, the doctor tells him, he said, son, you got to stop fiddling with yourself. And he says, I know, Coach says, because I'm going to go blind? And the doc says, no, you're upsetting the other patient.
No way.
Well, yeah, all sorts of problems.
Hopefully it'll all come together in a cohesive unit of cohesitude, and we'll get after them on Friday night, and we'll be 3-0 in district play.
Right. Well, let's hope so.
Good luck against Poteet, Coach.
Hey, George, you get the snip.
No, not yet.
You better get after it, son.
All right. We'll look into it.
Okay, okay.
We'll see you. That's Coach Tom Foolery from Lollygag High.
Sure is.
Drop page radio. The Ticket Drop Page Radio. This is The Ticket.
coming